2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, just a warning that we are going to talk about something next, and it raises issues that could be upsetting for some people, or you might not want younger listeners hearing it. So just to let you know that, because we're about halfway through the P. Diddy trial, and to recap what is happening so far in the trial, joining us again is broadcaster and 8 Radio founder Simon Marr. Simon, you're very welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Simon, just to recap, because we are talking about Sean Diddy Combs, a music mogul who's charged with racketeering, sex trafficking by force and related offences. The trial started about a month ago in New York City on May 5th. Since then, we've had a lot of detailed witness testimonies. We've got Cassie Ventura. So we may as well actually start with her because she is Diddy's former girlfriend.
Yes, so she probably would be one of the most high profile people, and probably most people have talked or have heard about. One, they've heard about the freak offs that she's talked about for a long time. She recounted an incident in her own testimony where Combs dangled her over a balcony during a particularly violent outburst. And she also testified that Combs used threats of violence and financial harm to maintain control over. And it's part of the prosecution case where they are attempting to, I suppose, set out a pattern, that this was a pattern of behaviour that has gone on with a large number of people over a long period of time.
Cassie's stylist also gave evidence, Simon.
Yeah, there have been, as there's been quite a few who have been there over the course of the last while. So she worked closely with Ventura during her relationship with Combs, claims to have witnessed Combs being violent towards Ventura, and recounted instances where they hid to avoid his outburst, stating that they had hid too many times to count to avoid being attacked by Combs himself.
Simon, we also heard from someone called Mia.
Yeah, so Mia is a former personal assistant, and Mia is a pseudonym, but was a live-in assistant with Combs from 2009 to 2017. And she detailed multiple instances of sexual assault, including 3 rapes and a manipulative work environment, and described a pattern of physical abuse, including being hit, dragged and choked by Combs as well, and explained that fear and trauma prevented her from reporting the abuse earlier, stating, "I was going to die with it." She has acknowledged past affectionate messages to Combs, attributing them to the complex dynamics of abuse, and that has been a pattern that the defence counsel have been involved in, particularly in the last couple of days when it has come to her cross-examination. Yeah. So Brian Steele, who's the defence attorney, has been setting out, look, is this just a whole idea of you're doing this for publicity, or you're doing this because you want to be part of the Me Too movement when it comes to Combs? So that's the most recent evidence that was taking place yesterday.
Simon, Diddy's former associate, rapper Kid Cudi, he also took to the stand. What did we hear from Kid Cudi?
Yeah, I suppose it's a different dynamic, but he's alleged that Combs orchestrated the firebombing of his car in retaliation for his relationship with Cassie Ventura, and he testified that Combs broke into his home and threatened him. So it seems to have been, and again, the pattern that is being set out by the prosecution, because it's their, I suppose, their case that they're setting out between now and the 9th of June, and then the defence will come in after that. But they're very much assessing that this is something that's very, very personal. Whatever his behaviours were, they were all very personal to particular individuals.
So Capricorn Clark also gave evidence, and Capricorn Clark is a former employee of Diddy.
Yeah, so this was more. So this is more, I suppose, the pattern of rage as well. He said that Combs threatened her, saying, "I should kill you all," and fired her for not informing him about the relationship with Kid Cudi. And she also stated that Combs told her that she would never work again and that he would force her to commit suicide.
Oh, my God. What about Crystal McKinney, who's a former model? What does she have to say?
Yeah, so Crystal McKinney then has accused Combs of drugging and sexually assaulting her in 2003. So this is going back quite some distance. A lot of these charges go back over a long period of time. And what the prosecution are trying to set out, again, as I mentioned earlier, is that this was a pattern of abusive relationships and control that went over a long period. So rather than being isolated incidents, that this was something that happened over 5, 10, even 15 years. She claimed the traumatic event led to her suicide attempt from her and ongoing depression. And she's also, of course, people may know, also filed a lawsuit against Harvey Weinstein for a separate incident.
What is P. Diddy's legal team's strategy in all of this?
Yeah, so they are saying that all of this, essentially, all of the events that happened were consensual, but that the motivation and what they're trying to set out when they get into the defense presenting their case over the next 3 or 4 weeks is that they're what they're saying is that it's motivated by lifestyle and career opportunities. They've gone to very, very great lengths to attempt to discredit the witnesses by highlighting past communications that appeared affectionate or supportive. And that's particularly in the case of Mia, who has been giving her testimony over the last number of days as well. So, well, why were you being so nice here? So that pattern is being done. There's also being a line that has come out as well. One of the defense attorneys, Mark Agnifilo, accused prosecutors of running a racist prosecution, suggesting a targeted takedown of the successful black man. And that's something that caused the judge to say, hang on a minute, we have to get into this. This case is based on evidence rather than based on anything else.
You mentioned the 9th of June there a couple of moments ago, Simon. Is that when this trial is expected to end?
No, so we're at the prosecution case will probably rest on the 9th of June, which is six days away at this stage. They think there or thereabouts. And then after that, the defence will begin the presentation of their case. That's expected to take between 3 and 4 weeks again. So again, it's quite detailed and an awful lot of witnesses to be called. And then after that, the summation and the closing statements are expected to take another week or so. The judge himself has stated that the trial should wrap up by around about July 4th.
Okay.
But that may overrun. And then, of course, the verdicts will have to be considered after that.
Okay, so we're looking at least another month here.
Another month anyway, yes. Very
what
definitely.
Are we likely to see from the defence, Simon, when they finally, you know, get to take to the stand in after the 9th of June, so in about 2 weeks' time?
Well, they have said themselves that they have a large number of witnesses to call who will obviously testify to Combs's good character and about the things that people he has done for people within and without the music industry as well. There will be an awful lot, and they've done this as they have been cross-examining a lot of the witnesses, that they will continue to attempt to discredit an awful lot of the prosecution and to argue that this is part of a larger conspiracy to try and take Combs down as well. So that will be a large part of their case.
Okay.
But as I say, they've got a lot of witnesses to bring forward over that space of between 3 and 4 weeks.
Simon Maher, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We will hear from you again because, I mean, we have at least another month, if not 6 weeks left in this trial. Also, there's a lot of heavy topics that we just discussed. So if any of these have affected you, please head on to rte.ie/helplines. Simon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.